It's amazing the garbage that we allow others to put in our minds. Hi, this is Bob Barney with The Plain Truth Today, and I wanted to talk about something that has always been an interest to me. Many years, I've always been a salesman. I've always, since leaving college, I was in a produce business. I had a roadside stand that from high school through my college years and a few years after, I made my living actually substitute teaching in the wintertime, but mainly making most of my money running a farm stand. And so I've been a salesman my whole life. And back in 1981, I was going to work for a company that wanted me to go for a training on how to sell. And like most of these company sales meetings, most of the time they're just Zig Ziglar BS. But anyway, it was a pretty interesting schooling that I was indoctrinated to. But anyway, the guy had a very good point, and this is what I'm going to talk about today. He was talking about how salespeople are the basis of everything. Everybody has a job in the world because of being a salesperson. In fact, he said, the oldest profession in the world is not prostitution. It's a salesman, because the woman had to sell herself before someone wanted to buy her services. So she had to have sales ability as well. So the very oldest profession in the world is a salesman. That may or may not be true, but that was a good point he pointed out. But one of the things he said stuck with me over the years, and this is, we're talking about, 43 years ago. And we all sat down, and he got talking about how too many salespeople, and too many people in general, just have a lot of nonsense put in their brains by others, and they allow them to do so. And he made this statement, and I never forgot it. He said, you wouldn't let somebody come into your living room while you're watching TV, you know, knock on the door, come into your living room, and they have their garbage can full of trash and pour it out on your living room floor and say, hello, neighbor, and go out the door and leave you there with a pile of trash on your living room floor. You probably would get very mad about that, and you probably would get into a fight with your neighbor if he kept doing it, maybe if he did it just that one time. But then he went on to say, it's amazing how we wouldn't allow somebody to put trash in our living room, but we allow the same type of people to put trash in our brains, which is much harder to remove the trash in your brain than in your living room floor. And I was kind of intrigued when he mentioned that back then. I was pretty new in the faith of God at the same time, 3 years, but the truth is, we often, as a people, all of us, allow people to talk to us, to say things to us, to do all kinds of commentary to us that we listen to on TV, and what we're doing is we're putting trash in our brain, and it affects us. It affects us in many ways. It can affect us spiritually. It can affect the way we look at others. We can let others control what we actually are, and it's a bad thing. Another person, who was my dad, said we often too many times listen to people that will spread nasty rumors. And one of the things he learned at being a boss at the Nestle company was that people remember the worst salacious rumors out there. And many of them may not even be true, but once they're put into your brain, you can't stop thinking, are they true or not? And he pointed out, if somebody was to come up to you and say, you know, I saw your wife with such and such guy in the store, and they were kissing each other when nobody was looking, and you knew she went to that store that day, and you trust your wife, you know that's not going to be the case, but it will nag on your mind for a long time. And most likely, if you have a very good marriage, you will chalk that up to somebody just trying to cause trouble. Maybe somebody trying to get your wife away from you, which, you know, happens more often than not sometimes in this society today where people are just not honorable in trying to take away other people's possessions, including their spouses. But at the same time, it is true that if somebody puts a thought in your head, it's hard to get rid of that thought. I remember a teacher once telling me, same idea, it was a political propaganda course I was taking in college, and don't think of elephant for the next 30 seconds. Well, now that I'm talking, you'll probably not keep thinking of elephant, but if I wasn't to continue talking and I said don't think of elephant for the next 3-4 minutes even, you're going to keep thinking about an elephant because it's been put into your brain, even though it makes no sense to you to think about an elephant, but it will keep coming back and coming back because what someone puts into your brain is something that you will ponder over. I took quite a few courses in college of political propaganda. One of the things I cannot stand, one of the reasons I could never listen to evangelists, one of the reasons I turned Garner Ted Armstrong off when he first admitted after several weeks of listening to the guy that he was an evangelist, boop, off went the radio. Because I know what propaganda is about. I know all the ways churchianity preaches their propaganda to control your mind. And that's what they're trying to do. It's mind control. I know every form of mind control. I studied it. I studied it for 2 full years in political science courses at the University of Connecticut. I'll give you an example. We had a whole semester of watching movies. And I'm talking about Hollywood movies. We also watched the Frank Capra Why We Fight series, which is the greatest form of propaganda to make soldiers. The Why We Fight series was not meant for the general public. It was meant for soldiers who had just enlisted or were drafted, but most of them enlisted in World War II, and was being explained by Hollywood producer Frank Capra why you were going to fight in either Japan or Germany. And they gave you a basic history lesson of why the war, World War II, was happening and what you had to do about it as good citizens of the United States. And Frank Capra said, you know, the best propaganda is when you can tell the truth, and the truth makes your enemy look bad. And that's always been the case. But in that course, we watched movies such as Casablanca. Do you know Casablanca was financed by the War Department? Money was given by the United States government to make propaganda film called Casablanca? Now, how, I think almost everybody out there has watched Casablanca in their lifetime. Humphrey Bogart, Ingrid Bergman, she had an affair with him. He didn't know she was married, and now she's with her husband who needs asylum, and he has control over their passes to get out of the Nazi-occupied Morocco. And it's a very great love story. And you say, how does that have to do with propaganda in World War II? Well, what is the story about? An American who doesn't want to get involved in the war with Nazi Germany. He's staying neutral in his Rick's Cafe. And the love of a girl was more important to him than any war with Germany. He was a very shaded person, like America was after World War I, when they thought they themselves were duped into that war. And even as late as December of 1940, 1 year before Pearl Harbor, 90% of Americans said they would not go to war in Europe or in the Asian continents because they saw that it was not America's business to be in such a war. After Pearl Harbor, 92% was now in favor of war. That's how fast American opinion can change. But in the Why We Fight series, the soldiers saw a history lesson of how Nazism started in Germany and Italy and fascism again in Japan. But Casablanca was a symbolic movie about the American character who did not want to get involved in the war in Europe. And then by the end of the movie, what does he do? He leaves the girl behind. He lets her go with her husband. He makes a sacrifice of that. And he and his friend, the police chief of the town, go off to fight the Nazis. What was the message the American public was supposed to take away? The American boy, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old? This war needs you to get involved. It's more important than your girlfriend, than the love of your life. It's more important than your restaurant or your occupation. It's a war you had to get into, and that's political propaganda, and that's putting propaganda into your mind. And in some cases, propaganda may be good, but you need to be able to recognize propaganda. And, you know, we need to recognize when somebody is coming into your living room and throwing trash in your brain, and that's often happens at 6:30, 7 o'clock at night when you start watching the nightly news, when you're hearing all kinds of propaganda, mainly from the left, telling you how you should think, how you should think about Donald Trump, how you should think about MAGA Americans, how you should think about white people, how you should think about black people and how oppressed they are, which they're not, how you should think about this culture and that culture and how it's normal to be homosexual, it's normal to be a transsexual, it's normal to have 8-year-old and 10-year-old children change their sexes surgically where they're destroyed for the rest of their life. This is the trash you're putting in your brain every night if you watch the local and the national media, left-wing media especially, but all media for the most part, is just giving you a lot of propaganda, filling your mind with trash that you do not realize this, but you take along with you, and it becomes part of your character, it becomes part of your psyche, and it becomes part of who you are. And I know many people out there are saying, well, that's not me. But if you're watching and reading the news, especially the left-leaning news, you are being indoctrinated. And some of that you reject. You know when you see stories that you just do not agree with. But a lot of it you don't realize you don't reject. The majority of Americans believe in some sort of global warming caused by mankind. And yet there is no evidence of the case. A poll the other day showed that a 50-50 split, basically, of Americans polled. And you got to be careful with polls. I understand that. Before somebody emails me and tells me, Bob, how come you're supporting polls? Well, the point being is too many people, I don't care what you want to say, too many people in this country think that Donald Trump was guilty of some sort of crime and should have been found guilty. When there was no crime even listed, his Bill of Rights, his constitutional rights were broken, absolutely taken away from him. It was a sham trial. And yet, because of the liberal media propaganda of giving you facts that aren't facts, giving you a bunch of trash in your brain, too many Americans think, well, there had to be some smoke. Had to be some fire where that smoke was. And I would say probably 75 to 80% of the American people, even those supporting Donald Trump that say he did not have a fair trial, probably would think that he probably did have an affair with Stormy Daniels. And why don't I know what? I know Donald Trump was a playboy type kind of guy. That was his nature. But I also do not believe he had anything to do with Stormy Daniels for several reasons. First of all, Donald Trump is a germ freak. And I don't think Donald Trump was going around humping porn stars that are just racked with disease. It just does not seem to fit his character, number one. Number two, she twice before in affidavits swore that her statements that they had an affair was a lie. Why did she do so? She was also found guilty of extortion of him and had to pay him, I think it's $200,000-$500,000 fine. She's the one that was really broke the law. She was trying to do things that were illegal. She was what they call blackmail is what she was doing to the Trump campaign. And what he did is what every single executive does in every single business. Do you know that Congress has a taxpayer-funded slush fund to do the same thing that Donald Trump did with Stormy Daniels with his own money? I bet you that every single congressman who's pointing their fingers at Trump, saying Trump is guilty of of some crime they can't even name, I bet you every one of those, the Congress will not even disclose which members had to use that slush fund to shut up people that accuse them of sexual misconduct. Did you know that? Did you know that your taxpayers pay hush money to people who come out against congressmen who say they were raped or they were molested or they were attacked or somehow they were sexually abused, and we pay that off every single year? They will not say how many, but they say that it's been I think, $17 million in, I don't know how long, worth of hush money paid out. I don't know if that's a year or 5 years or whatever, but you're paying for it. Donald Trump didn't charge you for it, but you're paying for it when Congress members do things that they want to cover up and they want to hide, and they have the taxpayers do it. They don't even use their own campaign funds. They don't even use any of their own money. They use your money. And then they get on TV and they throw trash in your brain of what you should think about Donald Trump. Well, I got news for you. There's not a Democrat in the House of Representatives that I would trust with anything I have, because they are immoral, they're decadent, they're evil, they're the worst lawbreakers on the face of the earth, and they're not to be emulated, and they're certainly not to be believed. Anything. You know how, you know, the old joke, you know how you can tell when a lawyer's lying? His lips are moving? Well, I can tell you right now, when you see a Democrat's lips moving, they're doing nothing but lying to you. Everything that comes out of a mouth of a Democrat or a Democrat-leaning reporter or newspaper columnist, everything that comes out of their mouth is a lie to get you fooled with their propaganda so your mind gets filled with trash that's not even the truth. And we don't even realize that half the time when we're watching these shows. I will not watch ABC, NBC, CBS, and CNN, MSNBC. I won't even watch their shows, not a minute of their shows. You know, my brother, give him credit, he does watch those shows. He said he wants to see what the other side is thinking. And I understand that. I don't have the patience to have my mind filled with the bunch of junk, lying nonsense that you would have to go through to listen to 1/2 hour of CNN or MSNBC.com. And to do so, in my estimation, destroys your brain and destroys who you are, because your mind cannot just soak in all the nonsense and BS that you're being fed in this world today of the liberal media that does nothing but lie, cheat, steal, and ruin this country. They're the ruination of this nation. Your educational system, everything Khrushchev said, you know, the premier of Russia in 1960 had these kitchen debates with then Vice President Nixon, and everything Khrushchev predicted for America is coming true, that your children will live under communism because we will get into your schools, we will get into your media, we will get into your entertainment Hollywood, and we will get into your minds, and your children will end up being communist. And Richard Nixon gave the capitalist viewpoint. But look who's winning, the liars, the people throwing trash into your brain, and you're not doing anything about it. The majority of Americans are sitting back doing nothing about it. Are you aware that the majority of evangelicals who claim they're against abortion, who claim they're for decency and law-abiding citizens and the America of old, do not even vote? They don't vote because they figure God is taking care of everything and they don't need to vote. When you don't vote, you are voting. You're voting for the people you hate, because you're not voting against the people you hate and the people destroying this country. So not voting is the same as voting. I explained in an earlier show, because I went to school for campaign management back in 1977 at Wesleyan University, that people behind the scenes running campaigns, campaign managers are never really trying to get their supporters out to vote for their candidate. Yes, there's a movement to get your people out, but that is not really what the strategy of campaigning is, or you wouldn't see so many negative commercials. This, you believe that with a little bit of juice, your people are going to come out and vote for you. What you got to do as a campaign manager is make sure your opponent's people do not come out and vote for him or her. And that you do through throwing trash in the brains of American people that are going to vote for that person and convince them not to vote. Boy, that was a big lightning storm here. It even went into the sauna. Pardon me, I have to make this show go over a little early. But anyway, that is what the whole campaign management school was all about. How to keep the people that would normally vote for your opponent from going out to vote. Not to come and vote for you, because they're never going to vote for you. They don't believe in what you're doing. They believe in what your opponent's doing. But you want to make your, you want to trash your opponent so bad to these people, they won't go out and vote for him. That's what this whole trial was about with Donald Trump. Because in the latest poll, and if you want to believe the poll or not, fully 10% of Republicans polled said they would no longer vote for Donald Trump now that he was convicted. Like he was honestly convicted of any crime. A crime that was never even mentioned. But that's what, that's exactly what 10% of Republicans said. That's how much trash being thrown in people's mind takes root. Takes root, controls what they think, controls who they are. And I'm sorry to say, it's controlling America's destiny. America needs to wake up. If there's any time left for us to wake up, June 14th is coming real quick here for the day of fasting and prayer. It's also Flag Day. It's also Donald Trump's birthday. It's a perfect time for Americans to fast and pray to God for the welfare of this nation. Because if we don't do it pretty soon here, we are going to wake up someday and we're going to be in chains, as Joe Biden said to the black people. Because the black people are not going to be put in chains because of Republicans. Black people, yellow people, and white people are going to be put in chains because of the Democrats who control everything. They control the courts. They control the deep state. They control the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. They control most police departments. They control most state governments. They control most big cities. They control the newspapers. They control your schools and what your children are learning. They control your movies and what you're watching. They control the music you're listening to, especially if you listen to modern day music. Yes, you are being mind controlled to the hilt, and most people are blissfully unaware of they are. And that is the strength of the devil. The strength of the devil is to disguise himself from you and hit you with his propaganda, and you do not know it's coming from the devil. And so therefore, you're not on guard. And that is our weakness as a human being, as the human race, and that is the strength of Satan the devil, is deception. Deception that we don't see. Because Satan the devil did to Eve what the newscaster at night is doing to your brain. He put into her mind a bunch of trash about the fruit in the Garden of Eden that would not hurt her. It would actually make her smart, make her like God, make her live forever, show that God is a liar. All the things that turned out to be nothing but a lie. And when you're watching the evening news on all the major networks, even on some of the so-called conservative networks, your mind is being filled with trash. It's being filled with everything that will work on you when you're not thinking about it. And little by little, it's the frog in the hot water thing. Little by little, you start changing your opinion to where no one 50 years ago, no one, would have expected the CIA and the FBI to be the Gestapo that they are today, and it would not tolerate it. No one 50 years ago would allow a trial to go on with a former president running for the presidency again with a sham trial without the Supreme Court getting involved. No one 50 years ago, for example, would even consider calling homosexuality normal behavior. 50 years ago. Do you know, in the 1960s, even psychology said that homosexuality was a mental disorder? Yeah, that was a common belief then. But we have morphed into, we've been so primed by the liberal media. Now we say whatever anybody wants to do in their own bedroom is fine. Though they don't realize you are paying for whatever they want to do in their own bedroom, because they account for 25% of your medical bills and they're 2-3% of the population. You know, fat people have to pay more health insurance. Smokers have to pay more health insurance and life insurance. But your lifestyle, if you're a homosexual, you do not have to pay extra money for your health insurance or your life insurance, even though you're living a risky behavior, a behavior that is going to lead most likely to an early death or mental disorder, because many homosexuals are just violently absolutely violently depressed constantly. Many of them take their lives because they're not happy with what they are. Contrary to what you're being spoon-fed by the left, most homosexuals know what they're doing is wrong in their heart. Now, I will admit, because of the left-stream propaganda on the media, Hollywood, the news media, the Hollywood, the songs you hear, you name it, all the schools you go to, I would say there is more belligerent homosexuality today than there would have been 20 years ago, and that now people are so belligerent they don't think they are doing anything wrong. And because they are become mainstream, and heterosexuals have become the people being picked on. Especially if you are a strong heterosexual and you believe in family values and you believe in what the Bible says about homosexuality. If you believe that, you're an outcast. And most people don't want to be an outcast. And so when you're sitting there, and I think you've heard 25 minutes of this speech so far, and you're sitting there saying, that's not me. I'm not swayed by that. But you are. Sit down and think about how you have changed and liberalized your mind. Now, maybe not all of you have, and I give credit. There's a lot of people out there, strong-willed people, that do not take this nonsense into heart, and they have remained where they were 25 years ago. But all too often, too many people, and I'll say mainly white women, for example, are very easily swayed by persuasive arguments from the devil, as Eve was. You know, I'm not against women talking in the church as Paul was, but there was a reason Paul said what he said, that he didn't want women talking in church, because Paul understood and said so in the Bible. I know you people don't read in Bible may not want to hear this, and maybe people that read the Bible don't want to hear this, but Paul said it wasn't Adam who sinned first, it was Eve. And people get upset when they hear that. But that is the truth. Now, like I said, I am not against, maybe I'm too liberal, but I don't think so. I think I'm right of Attila the Hun. But I am not against women prophets and women talking in the church, as long as they understand the role of a man and the role of a woman. If they understand that, and they understand that, they have a right to talk up in church and ask questions and give opinions and to study the Bible and to make their own judgments. But I'm pointing out the simple fact is that according to the Bible, women are more apt to listen to the trash being put into their brain than men. And, you know, the Playboy kind of guy, I was going to give an example of one, but I won't because it's too close to my family. But the Playboy kind of guy knows the weaknesses of women, and that's what they play on, just like Satan did with Eve. They play on certain things, and women especially are vulnerable to certain things. I will give you the example of this person, but I won't reveal his identity, and this is the end of the show. His best friend wanted to dance with a girl at a dance. This is in the 1960s. And he was afraid to ask her to dance because he was afraid she'd say no. So this other person said, well, I'll make sure she dances with you. So he goes up to the girl and he's very cocky and nasty. He says, hey, you want to dance with me? She goes, no. Hey, lady, or he didn't use the word, he used the B word. Don't turn your back on a good thing. Well, then she swore at him, told him to get lost. And he walked away, and he walked up to his friend and says, go ask her to dance, because she ain't going to turn nobody else down to shove it up my butt. And she danced with him. And that's why you have to be always on guard with who is doing something to you, telling you things to control your mind. And I'm telling you now, at the end of this program, the people you watch on TV, the people that's on the news, the people that's in the media, the people that's in Hollywood, the people that's in your schools teaching your children are doing the same thing to their minds and to your minds. Be aware of the trash you accept in your mind. Well, that's about all I have to say. And I guess the thunderstorm had that one big bolt and the rest of it went away. So this is Bob Barney saying thank you for listening. I appreciate the people that do write to me and ask me or tell me things that they think I was wrong about or I didn't understand about. And I take it all in. I don't always answer everybody. I do appreciate the people that listen to this program. And I hope that you tell others about it. and continue to listen. So until tomorrow, this is Bob Barney saying thank you for listening and goodbye.